Today's GeoQuiz, a lot like yesterday's, is going to take some digging. We're looking for one of the oldest bird fossils ever found. It was called Archaeopteryx. We thankfully say bird, and this one had wings. But the primitive bird also came equipped with a reptilian tail, and that made it look more like a dinosaur. It lived in the late Jurassic period, around 150 million years ago in what is now southern Germany. It was found 150 years ago, 2 years after Charles Darwin published On the Origin of Species, and the existence of this primitive bird seemed to support Darwin's theory of evolution. Now, the question for you today is, in what state of Germany was this fossil discovered? We will reveal the answer in just about 5 minutes. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for the German state where an ancient bird fossil was found about 150 years ago. The answer is Bavaria in southeast Germany. A man working in a limestone quarry in a village there found the fossil. The fossil is called Archaeopteryx, and here's how conservation biologist Tor Hansen describes it.
That is a fossil that was famously endowed with the snout and tail of a lizard and the feathered wings of a bird. And the fossil is 150 million years old, and it really, for many years, was the earliest and first feathered fossil that was ever discovered and was a linchpin in evolutionary theory, something that many people called biology's Rosetta Stone because it held so much information that was critical to evolutionary theory.
Hansen knows a thing or two about feathers. He wrote a whole book about them. It's called Feathers, the Evolution of a Natural Miracle. The world's Adeline Sear has more.
Tor Hansen says he wrote the book because he was intrigued by human fascination with feathers. It goes back thousands of years.
There are evidence of feathers in cave paintings in Africa being used for adornment, of course, for the fletching on arrows as soon as the bow and arrow came into use. And some of the most incredible and intricate feather art came to pass in the New World and the cultures of the Aztecs and the Incas. And it comes straight up through our more modern history, where we see feathers driving a great global enterprise at the end of the 19th and early 20th century, when they were an absolute fashion necessity for women in America and in Europe, when feathered hats were the rage for decades.
Hansen says a whole range of birds helped adorn hats and boas.
They had ostriches raised in South Africa and their feathers harvested and sent via Europe to North America. They had people gathering feathers from wild birds all around the world, from the birds of paradise in New Guinea to the herons and egrets in the New World.
These days, fashion feathers mostly come from turkeys or even chickens. Hansen says the celebrity most responsible for the latest craze for feathers is none other than
Steven Tyler, the lead singer of Aerosmith, who is now a well-known judge of American Idol. And he began wearing feathers as hair extensions and also great feathered earrings as a fashion statement, and it's absolutely caught on, and it's happening now across the country and even internationally, where people are using feathers as hair extensions and using them in jewelry again.
So feathers continue to be part of fashion, but it's worth noting they also have provided warmth and insulation, and one of the oldest writing tools, the quill pen. People began using quill pens made out of goose feathers starting around 600 AD, and they did so for more than 1,000 years.
All of the important documents, or many of them, that spring to mind, whether it's the Constitution or the Magna Carta or the novels of Jane Austen, these things were written with feathers.
For the world, this is Adeline Sear.
The winners of today's GeoQuiz texting game did not use quills at all. They used their cell phones. Kudos to Shannon from Denver, Colorado, Wade from Greenville, South Carolina, and Jason from Section, Alabama. You, too, can play the game on your mobile telephone. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz, to 69866.